Testing, testing.
Testing, testing.
Welcome to this edition of Justice and Stuff podcast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Mitch.
It's a sad day in Hollywood movies, entertainment period.
Indeed.
I guess Philip Seymour Hoffman has been found dead today.
Mm-hmm.
From an apparent drug overdose.
Yep. Heroin needle was specific, or was specifically named in a few articles.
Then again, all we got. I mean, I'm not saying that's not possible, but he just died today.
Yep.
So information is sketchy at best.
Agreed.
What was the first Philip Seymour Hoffman movie you ever, or movie that had Philip Seymour Hoffman in it that you've seen?
God. Well, that I actually know of. I think he was in one of the Bourne movies.
Bourne?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but I know he was in Mission Impossible. Like,
yeah,
three.
That one.
I'm going to find her, and I'm going to hurt her.
Yeah, he was in a film, something like,
yeah,
similar to that, Bourne Identity and Mission, mm-hmm, Impossible. Could.
Nah, I think one of his last movies he done was, oh, well, his part, or the last credited,
yeah,
movie that he will have been in is The Hunger Games, Mockingjay, Part 1 and 2. I'm assuming, of course, they filmed those back-to-back.
Yeah, they'd almost have to.
So, I would assume there's...
But he's covered a multitude of...
What about The Master? Did you ever see that one?
No, I didn't.
It was kind of a play on the whole Scientology thing. The main character, or the Philip Seymour Hoffman character,
mm-hmm,
is kind of based off of L. Ron Hubbard.
Indeed.
And it's a weird movie. If you can get her, the other main role in it was Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
And if you can get past how weird his character is, it's a pretty good movie.
Well, Joaquin Phoenix is kind of an oddball anyway.
True, but no, the character had nothing to do with Joaquin. It was the character that they had written.
Indeed.
Was, for lack of a better word, a pervert.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they never, like, actually showed it, but he was, like, jerking off on a beach with, and he was a naval soldier.
Yeah.
And he was jerking off on a beach. Some other guys had made, like, a woman out of sand, and he just, like, came. Like, he wasn't even in the circle. Like, people that was doing said, uh-huh, sculpture, and he just, like, comes out of nowhere and just starts making out with it and filling up the tits on it. It's a weird film.
Sounds like copious amounts of drugs.
Oh, he was a drunk. He was messed up, but...
Indeed.
What do you call it? If you can get past those parts, and if you like movies that are literally just mountains of dialogue, then it's a good drama.
Indeed.
Okay. We got some casting news. Number one, a little older, Gal Gadot has explicitly said that she has signed on for 3 individual movies. Reportedly, you know, the Man of Steel sequel, Justice League, and, you know, a Justice League sequel or a Wonder Woman solo film. And then I guess we should just get down to it. Jesse Eisenberg has been cast as Lex Luthor. Now, you said before we started recording that, yeah, he does have the face for it. He has, like, I mean, if you took away the, like, if you shaved his head, he would look some, like, something similar to what Lex Luthor has been depicted. Only two problems I have is, number one, or, no, I'm going to start with the number two, his height. I don't think he'd be really tall enough to match up with Lex Luthor.
Yeah, that's...
And the type of characters that Jesse Eisenberg has played that are typically meek and, what would you call it, socially awkward, angsty.
And basically the definition of a nerd.
Exactly. And Lex Luthor, granted, he's one of the smartest, he's the richest and probably one of the smartest characters in the DCU. He's also very, very, very confident and narcissistic about it. I'm not docking Jesse Eisenberg. He hasn't played a role that would lead me to believe that he can pull that off. Or is there a movie out there that I haven't seen that you can use as an example?
I'm trying to properly remember the one movie where it felt like he was in control of everything. I know there was one, but it's just slipping my mind.
Well, there was that one part in The Social Network.
Yeah.
Where he's staring out the window as it's raining, and his opposing lawyer is, like, telling him to pay attention, and he goes off on this, like, rant, like, you're not even worth my time. I think if he played the whole part like that, he could pull it off.
He will.
He has to. That's
it's
the
inevitable.
Only, yeah. It's like, I'm above you in so, like, in a way that you can't even comprehend.
That's very true.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums up Lex Luthor in a nutshell. Anyway.
Yeah. The polar opposite of Batman.
Pretty much. Speaking of Batman, Jeremy Irons of, you know, Lion King fame, Die Hard with a Vengeance, and a whole host of other movies. He's been in about everything.
Yeah.
He hasn't exactly had the most prolific career in Hollywood history, but, you know, he's still a pretty damn good actor.
He reminds me of Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. Excellent actor. Doesn't really go for the parts that, you know, scream.
He can do everything.
Exactly. But he has officially been cast as Alfred. Which, you know,
it's kind of surprising, to be honest.
A little surprising. I think if they're going with Jeremy Irons, they might go for a more of a Earth One type characterization.
Yes.
Of Alfred, who's an ex, was it MI5, MI6,
yep.
Secret agent. You think they'll actually put a mustache on him this time? We've had...
There's potential.
I mean, even if it's like a John Waters type, you know, pencil-thin mustache, like, you know, Alfred usually has.
Agree, yeah.
We've had two huge Batman franchises in the last 22 years.
Yes.
I'm 22. Batman came out in 1989.
Yes.
So, okay, let's just say 25 years, and none of them, like, granted, there was two Alfreds, and there were people playing Alfred in those two franchises, but neither of them had facial hair, period, and you never see an comic with Alfred that doesn't have a mustache.
Yeah, even the cartoons.
Even the cartoons. Every time, it's, yeah.
A pencil-thin mustache.
Okay, you'll appreciate this. The Broncos and the Seahawks, both in the Super Bowl today. It's It's 3 o'clock where we're at right now.
Once start kickoff. 5:30 our time. I think 7 is the realistic kickoff.
But you've been a Broncos fan for as long as I've known you.
Yep.
How? What was your reaction when you found out that the Broncos were going to go to the Super Bowl? I
was fucking nervous because I knew who they were going to play.
Are the Seahawks that formidable of an opponent?
Yes. They are the best defensive team I've seen in probably the last 10 years.
Really?
It's going to be the stereotypical grudge, or just fucking, either it's going to go crazy scoring-wise for one team, or the other one's going to go and get shit on.
So
I'm nervous.
If the Seahawks are the best defensive team out there, where does the Broncos fit in?
Middle of the road.
So they're more of a balanced team as opposed to...
They're an offensive powerhouse.
Oh, really?
They set records in passing that are unreal. He had almost 6,000 yards passing.
Okay.
It was 5,500. Like, that, to even get 5,500 is unheard of. Because the previous record was... Drew Brees broke it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And until then, Dan Marino did it in the 80s. And he had 5,000.
All right. Keep this rolling. We're going to keep this episode pretty tight. Music news. You said Whitechapel. They only released a song, like a teaser?
It's just a song teaser.
Okay.
Somebody got it and they decided to leak it, and it's very...
Does it make you want to buy the album?
Yes.
Well, then it worked.
It's a different sound. They do something different sonically every time. They never stay the same course.
Yeah.
They're just really fucking good musicians. They know how to write songs.
Okay. Any other music news?
Well, we could potentially have 2 days worth of concerts in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Between the Buried and Me is going to be here. We've already said that. But then I just found
All Shall
out.
Perish? Was that? No.
No.
What? Just, all right. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
The next day, on Sunday in Lincoln, Protest the Hero, Intervals, and The Safety Fire, who is an English progressive band, are all going to be at the Bourbon Theater.
That's the same place where we saw Lamb of God that one time,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thought so.
I think this is going to be an interesting March. And then Cloud Kicker. I don't know if I've told any of you about that or about that band. He's a solo act from Columbus, Ohio. He's never gone on tour with this band. And he's announced a North American tour with Tesseract and a band called The Kindred, I believe. I'm not really keen on them. They're one of Sumerian Records' potential money makers. Yeah.
I guess the only other concert news in our area, in November, Motley Crue with Alice Cooper opening.
Mm-hmm.
This Monday, Z92 is having a, you call, if you're the right caller, you get tickets. I'm going to try for that. Because
nice.
I do want to see Alice Cooper again on a bigger stage.
Do not blame you.
And they also been, I don't know if they still are, but Alice in Chains is coming to the Harris Concert, or Stir Concert Cove. I don't remember when, but sometime here in the future. You got anything at all?
No.
Quick. No? Okay. Okay, we got news, sports, music. Is there anything else you want to cover before we head into our topic for today?
Not particularly, no. I'm surprised.
Okay.
Well, there's one thing that I have found. I've been noticing a lot lately that bands in the Midwest are finally growing up.
Bands?
Like they're playing more mature music. They're straying from hardcore
well,
and the metalcore scene.
that's how it's gone from the since the beginning of hardcore punk. They get better and better musicians. They cross over into metal,
exactly.
And then you have what the beginning. Well, what
I just
at the beginning was metalcore. Now it's mostly been perverted into a genre all its own. But
yeah, and well, I just heard this band from Olathe, Kansas yesterday. They're called the Frontier. And Jesus fucking Christ, are they good.
Yeah?
You remember the Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza?
No.
They're that really fucking tap-heavy band.
Oh, okay.
Cross them with Viljarda.
Okay.
And fuck me running, they're good. They've only released one single, and it blew my mind. I almost wanted to mosh in my house. That's how good it was. If you are almost tempted to start throwing your body around your house, it is that fucking good.
All right. I guess for our topic this week, in light of our discussion of Jesse Eisenberg, however you pronounce his last name, being cast as Lex Luthor, I thought we could go through a bunch of the other comic book here or movies that have had similar situations for casting.
Yes.
I guess the first notable one that I can think of is Michael Keaton being cast as Batman.
Yeah, nobody ever would have thought that. After
at
him
time,
playing Beetlejuice,
I could really understand the animosity.
And like, what wasn't he in like Mr. Mom or
Mr.
something?
Mr. Mom, Beetlejuice. He was a family film comedy actor.
And then
much.
He went to the ultimate role.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And blew it away. Like that's my, if I want to rank this, he is my third favorite, but he's so far above number four that 1, 2, and 3 are just kind of
in its own universe.
Yeah.
Alright.
Clooney can suck a fat dick.
Who?
Clooney.
Yeah, we're not even gonna talk about Clooney.
There's one that didn't fit, fucker.
I guess is there any other ones between Keaton and say
Halle Berry?
I don't count her as a Batman related.
Well, no,
character.
I'm
I know her character was Catwoman. But you mean Storm?
No, her as Catwoman. Like,
oh.
I thought we were talking about comic book characters in general.
I was, but for some reason my head was still stuck on Batman.
I feel as though they could have gotten a better actor for it. Like, a look, she didn't have.
You really think that a different actress would have saved that movie?
Yeah.
It was so far away from any Catwoman interpretation.
Well, usually Catwoman is within a Batman film. They never actually tried to give her her own.
No, she does have her own ongoing series.
Yeah, but they've never tried to adapt it to movies. That's why it was so different.
True, but there are certain parameters of the character that I believe you should stick with.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you should give it a little bit of your own twist, but if you take a human character that's, you know, just highly trained and turn her into a supernatural powered character,
that's a little more believable.
It's more of a stretch.
Less of a stretch, actually, because even before
or story wise it's a lot simpler to say she got all these powers from an ancient Egyptian power, then, you know, you can move the story along a lot quicker.
Yeah.
But
this wasn't even ancient or Egyptian. It was just cats.
I know, but when she went to that book lady and she was going through the whole history, the one that stuck out to me was the Egyptian part. That's
They tried to slide it in there, and it did not work very well at all.
What year did that movie come out?
I don't want to remember.
Because we were fairly young when it came out, wasn't we?
I don't know.
It was before the Nolan movies, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Okay, then...
I think it was 03?
Well, if it was that old, I don't know.
I feel
if
like...
If you're young enough, you can enjoy it. But if you're over 13 and you have a brain on your head,
yeah,
then you're going to see through...
I was highly disappointed. Yeah. My mother loved it, but she's just a cat person.
That she is. Any others before we jump into another Batman one?
Well, okay. I think we could have gotten a better Hal Jordan than
there were
Ryan
other problems
Reynolds
in that movie. I just watched that again here recently. I didn't dislike it nearly as much as I thought I did.
Exactly.
It has its strengths. And as just a comic book fan, period, it was nice to see that character, that world brought to the screen.
Yeah, I just feel like there was a better option for Hal Jordan, a better fitting person.
Well, considering that we grew up with Jon Stewart, Green Lantern, we're not going to accept a Hal Jordan nearly as well as...
I'm actually kind of excited for... who the Green Lantern will be.
I'm glad that they're going with the Jon Stewart character. I'm not so psyched about The Rock.
I think he can do it.
I'm not saying he can't do it. I just didn't... I don't see... When I look at The Rock...
I know.
He doesn't look like what I would... Marine? Maybe. Or definitely... Architect? Not really. He just doesn't...
exude the intelligence aspect?
Exactly. I'm not saying he's not smart. He just doesn't...
Well, Hal Jordan didn't exactly exude being a pilot unless you put him in the outfit. That's
true.
How it's...
True. I don't know. We weren't exactly... online nearly as much as we are now
nope.
to say that we actually witnessed this, but apparently there were people who were upset at the casting of Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Oh, God.
Was it bad?
It was unheard of. I had heard there were death threats on this thing.
I guess at that point he was still more of a teen heartthrob type actor.
It's just like, if you look at all of the films that he'd done, none of them had been a serious, like, an actual serious role, aside from Brokeback Mountain.
No, you're right.
That was his most serious film to date, and then he did The Joker, and you couldn't even tell it was him. He was so immersed in that character that I am...
No, we literally just watched...
You couldn't tell it.
Two-thirds of the movie...
You couldn't tell that could have ever been Heath Ledger.
Nah, like that. I don't want to go no homo here, but there's like when he's normally talking.
Yeah.
There's kind of like that extra light in his eye.
Yep.
There's no life in the Joker's eyes at all. He's dead.
There's pure darkness. It's like evil.
Pure darkness. Chaos incarnate.
It's like you're talking to Michael Myers.
Exactly.
That's
if Michael Myers had a sense of humor.
Exactly.
That's actually exactly how what I would describe him. Michael Myers, if he had a sense of humor. That crazy and...
Incredibly accurate.
Uh-huh.
Incredibly accurate statement.
And
I also heard that a lot of people did not like... Well, the Sam Lee Roth thing, or the Sam Roth thing for Superman Returns...
Oh, Brandon Routh?
Yeah, Brandon Routh. I don't know why I do Sam Roth.
Well, no, we're not going to talk about that. No, that movie came out, what, 2005, 2006?
Yeah, he had the Boy Scout look.
And he had the attitude, but he's just so much of an unknown that I don't think anybody... That and nobody had played the Superman since...
The 70s for
George
fuck's sake.
Reeves. No, wait. Not George Reeves.
Christopher Reeves.
Christopher Reeves. Damn, I can't believe I forgot his name. But
it's alright.
No, since Christopher Reeve, nobody would play the Superman in film.
Nope.
Except for that Dean Cain monstrosity. But...
What, are you talking about the show?
Lois and Clark.
That was not bad, god damn it. I watched that as a kid. I enjoyed it.
Of the characters in the DCU, what do you call it? Okay, you know the Batman argument? Is Bruce Wayne Batman? Or
yep.
Is Batman, or is he really Batman? Like, which is the mask? Is he putting on the facade of Batman, or is he putting on a facade for Bruce Wayne?
It's for Batman. It's obvious.
What do you call it? If anybody who has seen Kill Bill Volume 2, that whole monologue that Bill gave about Superman is Superman. He puts on the glasses, the suit, and he acts clumsy and unsure of himself to make people not think he's Superman. I don't know. That characterization, I believe, is... Granted, we're still... Sometimes I step back and like, holy shit, man, you're talking about fictional characters here. But at the same time...
This is what we like.
This is what we know and love and... basically get it
shit.
Fucking right. And the Lois and Clark TV show, they pretty much kind of went with the deal of it's the other way around. Like, Clark is the real person. He's putting on the show to be Superman.
Yeah. It was still good.
Beside the point. Is there any others before we get into the whole Ben Affleck?
No.
No? Alright, you remember...
Wow. I didn't expect that. Snapchat's a great thing, people.
Alright, what was your initial... Do you remember your reaction when you heard that Ben Affleck was going to play Batman?
Thought he could do it.
There wasn't any, like, initial, like, what the fuck?
I...
Like the rest of the world?
Well, there's always going to be that little toil that goes on in your head. What the fuck is this going to look like? How is this going to be?
Well, after three near-perfect Christian Bale Batman movies, it's naturally going to be a little hard to accept right away.
Yeah, this has been the fastest I've ever seen Batman go from...
franchise to franchise?
Yeah. It's like comic books and comic book heroes are finally becoming the thing.
They've been the things. Or Marvel, I believe... I honestly think Marvel has had more to do with...
Yeah.
Well, bringing superhero movies to the mainstream.
And
mostly because
the reason,
they've been pumping out 1 to 2 movies a year.
And another thing about them,
yeah.
Marvel Comics, it's in the name. They're supposed to be marvelous, grandiose.
Yeah.
And it fits for movies. DC has always been, I've always considered it dark comics. None of those stories have actually really been very bright. They're not like beaming
not really
rays of
since
light.
Since the '70s and some of the '80s,
yeah.
Has comics from DC side anyway been, you know,
happy go lucky and
well, considering
humorous
that they're
constantly
the whole campy aspect
yeah.
of like, at least Batman was really almost destroyed DC
yeah.
comics.
It's not cheesy. It's very serious.
Yeah, and pretty much the whole serious comics deal culminated with, you know, The Dark Knight Returns.
Exactly.
And pretty much they never turned back.
And
which, as an adult reader, I appreciate.
Yeah.
Because it allows for more complex and serious storytelling.
Yeah, you can get a few more layers in with DC than you can with Marvel. Albeit Marvel has a much... larger universe. It's a very simplistic one to put it into perspective. Because they're very cheesy, they're funny, they're corny for the most
part.
They're
more entertaining.
Yeah. With DC, it's like sometimes they make you think.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. I enjoy that.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add on to this topic?
No, not really.
Okay, well, here's the thing. There have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11
major
points, plot spoilers that have been leaked from, and they're possible plot spoilers. These could all be bullshit. They could, they could be I mean, this could be what you see in the movie in 2016. We don't know. We're just reporting on it, basically.
I mean, 15.
16. They moved it back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bastards.
10 months.
Bastard. Why?
To either allow for them to shoot Justice League right behind it, back to back. Maybe they're having more troubles with, than they were initially
thought. God damn it! Just the thought of Justice League on film makes me happy.
Yeah. No, they're possible plot spoilers. So we're officially giving a spoiler alert right now. So if you don't want, if you don't want the spoilers, basically thanks for listening to our show. Come back again.
Yeah.
Next week.
We love you guys. No homo.
Well, maybe if you want to, you know, get us more listeners, maybe we'll, you know, throw you a bone.
Maybe a little homo.
Maybe a little homo.
Anyway,
why don't you find out if we're kidding or not? All right. Well, for those of you who don't want the spoilers, we will speak, or we will enjoy
hearing feedback if you have any.
Hearing feedback, of course. Our email address is justiceandstuff. All lowercase at yahoo.com. Of course, you can always leave comments on Podomatic or iTunes.
All day.
All right. So, for you
here
guys.
Here we go.
Later. We'll give you about 5 seconds to close down. So, 5.
All right.
Okay. Spoiler alert, we're going to go through this point by point and talk about each of these as much as we can. All right, point number one. The villains are Lex Luthor and Metallo.
I can see it.
Now, obviously Lex Luthor is going to be in it because we've already gotten casting for it. Metallo...
Who the fuck is that going to be?
Well, that's just the problem. Are they going to go with a... Because most of the time, he's a... Well, not most of the time. Every time, he's an android who has covering that makes him look human. And little by little, it tears away and wears off as he's battling Superman. And he also has the kryptonite heart.
Dominator.
Yeah, the only problem with that is... There has been no kryptonite introduced in this universe yet.
Nope.
Which,
and that's,
they kind of need it to balance everything out, because you can't exactly...
To do the Batman versus Superman
exactly
thing.
That's how Superman stays in check.
Well, and no...
Bastard.
Here's the thing. I don't know how it was ever introduced at first anyway. I never read that comic. So I
Superman?
Yeah. I don't think you have either.
No, I'm not the biggest Superman comic fan.
So this will be an interesting new thing.
No, we're interested to see how it goes. Anything else you'd like to add on the fact that
I
Luthor
know,
and Metallo are going to be in it?
I want to know who they're going to cast as the Metallo.
Well, at least for half of the performance, I'm sure it'll be an actual actor.
Exactly.
After a point... It'll be CG.
Yep.
Because it'll probably cost too much to get somebody in a practical suit.
That's all true. Right.
Next point. Batman forms a UN-type deal to stop Superman from destroying another city. I thought that was kind of funny, considering all the backlash people were given from for Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, it's funny, they were going to base this off the Dark Knight Returns fight and how that operated.
In pretty much the opposite way, or the way around.
Yeah, they've switched everything. They're coming to Batman instead of them coming to Superman.
Like, hey, you're the only other superhero that we are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to do something.
And that's the... Oh, God, I love that fact. They're totally making Batman look like the badass here instead of Superman.
Yeah. Should be good.
It will be.
Alright, next point. Aquaman is in it, but not called Aquaman. He's there because the world engine in the ocean did something to the fish. Which is, I think that's a pretty good way of bringing him into the story.
I agree. Maybe that's where the kryptonite comes from. We don't really know what the world engine's run by.
Well,
that could be.
I don't remember from the movie. It's been a little while since I've seen it. I don't know exactly what became of the world engine in the Indian Ocean, the other side, the one that's on Metropolis. I don't remember what was left of that one after he was done.
Ultimately destroyed it, didn't they?
Well, I know Superman destroyed it to where it wasn't working anymore, but I don't know what. Like, did he just leave it there, or did something happen to it when everything else got sucked back into the Phantom Zone?
Good point.
But no, it will be awesome to see Aquaman brought to the big screen for once.
Indeed.
Alright, next point. Wonder Woman poses as a Wayne Enterprise investor to retrieve an item that belongs to her people.
Now I think that's where Gal Gadot actually will have a better role.
Yeah, she looks like, or I don't know. I think if the rest of the, I mean, when they show her with the rest of the Amazons,
she's going to look a little strange.
I think it would be kind of cool if she's a little bit smaller and skinnier than the rest of them. Like, exactly. She was chosen because she would meld in better with the man's world.
Exactly.
So there's,
there's that. There's that, a logical purpose to that.
Exactly. Lex Luthor is in the shadows a lot, a manipulator. Not much face time with Superman.
I'm willing to bet that he's the way they're going to make this work, he's going to be
responsible for Batalo.
Yeah.
No, that's perfectly understandable.
And it, logically speaking, it's perfect.
Yeah, because
Batalo didn't come out of the blue.
Yeah. I honestly don't even, I have no clue what his backstory is anyway.
He never really had one, as far as I know.
Then again, we're not Superman fans, so we've never looked into it nearly as in depth.
So slap us on the wrist if we're wrong.
Okay. Robin betrayed Batman at some point, leading to a falling out between them.
This better be a goddamn good Robin, otherwise I'm going to be pissed off.
Yeah,
like, they have to get it right for once, not the holy crap, Batman.
Yeah.
Da-da-da, Batman.
Now, thinking back, it was a kind of a weird move on Chris O'Donnell's part, or if that was in the script, it's not his fault, where he was like, holy rusted metal, Batman.
Yeah.
Like,
really rusted.
Why
holy
would you bring that back? That's
just,
I know. Okay, apparently the Batcave is super cool looking. Which, of course, that's subjective.
Well, it was supposed to be rebuilt. It never did in Dark Knight Rises. Like, it was never
fully...
Well,
that's not the same Batman, though. This is a completely different world.
No.
Batman Begins, the Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises, that's its own deal. There are no ties between the two.
But if you look at it that way, it was supposed to be rebuilt. There was going to be a new Batman anyway if they continued on to that universe.
True.
So this could theoretically tie in if they were just fibbing about it earlier.
True, but I would...
You know, because if you think about it...
I don't like it, honestly.
Levitt has the same chin as Ben Affleck. You can't deny it.
I'm not denying it, I don't like it.
I know.
And...
You suck, though.
Adding on to that point, fuck you. And the Batmobile looks similar to Burton's.
Yes. An updated version would be nice.
Nah, I just finished Batman Arkham Asylum.
Indeed.
And I got enough Riddler trophies to get the Batmobile character trophy.
Ooh.
And that Batmobile looks fucking badass. Like, yeah. Alright, just throwing that out there. Lois is investigating Lex, obviously.
Yep.
Vitalo kills Clark, which, you know, we'll see how that goes.
We will.
The Daily Planet is bought by Lex Luthor for PR purposes.
Inevitable.
Inevitable, yes, but at least in the, animated series, isn't it in the comics, too, that Bruce Wayne or Wayne Enterprises, by extension, owns the Daily Planet?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted confirmation on that. And then the very last one, and keep in mind this is all for Man of Steel 2. This is not the Justice League movie, which this might have been self-explanatory on the last point. At the end, Superman is living in exile, and the Justice League is a government-approved superhero team.
Boom. Boom. So, finally, the better of the two supergroups is having its own thing.
Yeah. No, if they end the movie where it's what characters have been introduced.
Yes.
All standing together and the government saying, like, we give you... Or some way or another, giving, like, saying that they give them a permission to go about their
that
heroing
said,
business. And if it's like a calm kind of cliffhanger like that, I think it could really work. Now,
but that being said, how are they going to introduce this? Like, how are they going to introduce Wonder Woman as Wonder Woman? How are they going to do it? Well, Aquaman is an obvious thing. But we're leaving out the Green Lantern, Flash, Martian Manhunter.
There's no word on Martian Manhunter.
That one spoiler leaves so much to say in this now.
That's why it's a cliffhanger, though. It keeps you interested in wanting to come back to the next movie.
Well, how are they even going to get introduced in this one? This is about Batman and Superman, not any of the other four. Bunch.
We don't even have an official title yet, man.
Exactly.
It could be Man of Steel 2. It could be Batman versus Superman. It could be Superman versus Batman. We don't have a title.
Nope.
So
we have nothing. This is why this is going to be.
The only reason why we're going with Batman versus Superman is because at Comic-Con, that's pretty much how they revealed how it was going to be.
That's what they want their ideas on or based off of.
Obviously, they didn't have a script written at that point because they keep bringing in more characters.
Yep.
So,
I think this is Ben Affleck's doing, bringing in a massive group of people.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all we got for this week. Episode length actually went about as normal.
Yep.
So, that's pretty cool.
Yep. Hope you all enjoyed.
We kept this episode pretty tight, so I think I'm just going to upload it cold to Podomatic.
Indeed. Even with the Snapchat. Oh, yeah.
Don't tempt me. Don't you tempt me.
Hey, that was fucking hilarious.
It was fun.
I can embarrass that friend.
I guess that'll be it for this week.
We should be back next week, if not.
Yeah, well, today's Sunday.
Sorry.
It'll be up later today. What else? We just make a definite plan. We'll record Friday again.
Yep.
Have another episode loaded by that Monday, hopefully.
Alrighty.
So, until next week, for Mitch, I'm Justin.
Later, dudes.
Later, dudes.